Did you ever call it a play pretty? Toys? You didn't?
Playpen.
Did you ever call the toys that children play with pretties?
No.
Play pretties? If something happened that you expected, or you were afraid that something was going to happen, for instance, a child, you told the child he better not do something because it was dangerous, and he went ahead and did it anyway, you might say what? After somebody comes in and tells you that child went ahead and did, you might
I told him not to do it.
Okay.
He didn't mind.
If it started raining and you were downtown and you had your umbrella, you might say, I'm glad I carried my umbrella. We hadn't gone very far when it
stopped raining.
And I don't know when it
quit raining.
Or instead of saying started, you might say, I don't know when it
begun to rain.
If one of your grandchildren came in just panting, you say, why are you out of breath? They might say, I was feeling so good, I blank all the way home.
Ran all the way home.
And they say, I have blank all the way from my house.
Run all the way from my house.
You can't get through there. The highway department's got their machines in, and the road's all
plowed up, closed up.
Okay.
The roads are closed for to work on.
And if you were working on something very important, if somebody came in and messed it up, you might say it's all, instead of saying messed up.
Messed up. Well, I don't. When I'm making anything that I don't want to get done, I close it up, putting it back. I don't ever sew when there's anybody around.
That's a good idea.
And especially beading or anything like that, because a lot of you drop the beads on the floor. Well, I found four when I swept up, and when I finished up the, of course, I had swept it in the meantime, but when I finished, I found three beads in there over there. I've already sent the one that was left because she got extra ones, so when she got ready to marry, she's just 14 now, the mother had bought the trimming to go around the bottom of the wedding dress and beads so they'll be the same color as the one, and she's going to seal it and fix it now, save it for them. I can't imagine. But this child wanted grandma to make it, and so they were afraid that I might get where I couldn't, and I will probably if I live very long. I can't keep doing it. But some folks wonder how in the world I did that. But I get so excited over it, feel like I'm getting married again. Like a bridesmaid.
Oh, it was really pretty. If somebody came up to you and said, could Wayman go fishing with me tomorrow? You might say, I don't know, you better
ask him.
And if the person came back to him and said, yes, we're going fishing tomorrow because I have
time off.
All right, if he was going to tell you he'd already talked to Wayman about it, you say, I have
seen Wayman or talked with Wayman.
All right, if you use an ask, what would you say? I have
ask Wayman.
Okay. If they're two little boys that are just always like this at each other, you say they like to what?
Wrestle.
And what's another word for wrestle?
Fight.
And you say they have
fault
every day. Okay.
They usually do.
If you walked in the kitchen and you saw some of your grandchildren had a big knife,
whew, I'd take it away.
And you might say, you better be careful. You might